Okay, we're in Hilchos Yishus Perek Tes, and we're continuing with different variations of acts of Kedushin that are problematic. So here we'll be dealing with cases where A, through lack of specificity, or B, through other types of actions, a man tries to marry multiple women or is vague about which woman, whether the Kedushin would work or not. So he says in Halacha Aleph, Hamekadesh shtei nashim she'asur lisa shtein mishum erva. All right, ka'achas enon mikudeshes. So what does a person do? A guy comes along and he tries to marry two women, right, who if at the same time, and what would occur as a result of that? What would occur would be a forbidden halakhic relationship. So what does that mean? Ketzah could go in shekidesh isha ubita. Like, for example, a man can't go ahead and marry a mother and his daughter. So the key point is that when he tries to marry two women, that in doing so, that creates a situation because of their relation to each other, a situation of Isser, neither Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin. Okay, so that's the easy case. Now, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Kiddush Nashim Rabos Ka'achas. So what does he do? He tries to marry multiple women at once. V'amar, Hare Kulchem Mikudashos Li. Okay, so he says to this large group of women, all you are, what do you call it, mikudash to me. Okay, I'm married to all of you. V'hayu behen shtei achayos, o isho vita, o chiyotze behen. And in this group that he's referring to, there are, let's say, for example, two sisters, right, or mother and daughter. Ein achas mikulon mikudashos. Then, because part of that group is comprised of two women whose relation to each other would create a forbidden one, so therefore, through the marriage, so therefore, not a single person in the group is considered to be married. However, Vim Amar Lahen Haru'uya Mikam Labia, right? But let's say he said to the group, anyone here who I am permitted to have sexual relations with, okay, Mikudeshusli, I'm married to, Hare Kula Mikudashos, lo, so all the women in that group are married to him, except for Chutz Machayos Uishabita, Chiyotzebhen. So excluded from there would be the women who would be usher for the Kedushin to be Tofes on. So that's the other type of case. Vechain, Im Amar Lahen Hare Kulchem Mikudashos Li. So let's say he also told another group of, again, a group of women that you're all married to me. V'haysa behen shichfra o goya o isha, achas erva, kagon eishas ish o bito achoso, chiyotze behen. So let's say, in that group where, for instance, a non-Jewish woman or a woman who it's prohibited for this man to have sexual relations with, like an eishas ish, meaning the person who's trying to marry here, there's the male who's doing the Maisa Kedushin, he can't have sexual relations already with one of the women in that group. Ein achas mikulam the Kedushas. The Kedushin doesn't work for any of them. However, if he says, Im Amar Haru'uya mikem labia, mikudeshusli, Hare kulam mikudeshuslo, chutz meosa ishash ena Kedushin tov simba. But if, again, similar to the first case, if he goes ahead and tells the group, which includes a woman that he's not allowed to have sexual relations with, he says, anyone here who I'm allowed to have sexual relations with is mikudash to me. He's married to all the women who he's permitted to have sexual relations with, except for that woman. So for example, except for the Ashes Ish. Halacha Gemo. Now, Amar L'shtei Achayos, he says to two sisters, Hare achas mikem mikudashes li bazeh. So he says, one of you two, okay, are mikudash to me, are going to be married to me with this object. And what did he do? V'nasan lahen pruta. Okay. Oh, shekiblasa achas adecha verito. So basically, we'll do the first one. He gives both of them a pruta. So he says, you are married to me with this thing. And he gives to both women, each of them, their own object. Or, vechena omer la'av. Let's say, what do you call it? He says to the father, achas imrosecha, mikudeshesli. Let's say, the guy says to the father, and this is in a katana case, one of your daughters is mikudash to me, v'kibel lav kidusheya, and the father accepts the kiddushin on behalf of his daughters. Kulan srichos get mimeno. So both, let's stick with the two sisters' case. Both sisters require a get. Okay, both sisters require a get. V'asur lo lavo al achas mehen. And not only that, he can't have sexual relations with either one of those sisters. And they shall kiddushin tovsa mehen, because the kiddushin actually worked. V'afa pi shi efsha lavo al achas mehen. So here you have a situation where it's a fascinating case, because you have a situation where the Kedushin worked, but in working it produced a relationship of Isser, and therefore the man can ever actually consummate the marriage. So it can only end by him divorcing both of them. Okay, halacha dalet. Now you have the shaliach who, what do you call it, who decides to take matters in his own hands. Ha'osa shaliach l'kadosh lo isha plonis. Okay. So what happens? So a guy makes a shaliach, to marry a specific woman. The halach of a kitchelo. And what do the shaliach do? Right? What do you call it? He decides to, what do you call it, take it upon himself and marry the woman. Okay, so the first step is that the shaliach is mekadesh the woman. And it turns out, okay, it turns out as a result of that, the man, well, I shouldn't say the result, but what does it reveal? That the guy who wanted to get married to this woman turns out that, what do you call it, what did he do? So he goes ahead and marries, let's say, the daughter of the woman that the shaliach marries, okay? Venya dua ezem en iskasha rishona. And we don't know which one was mekadesh first. Shtan svichos get vasuros alav. So both of them are going to require a get, and they're ushered him. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I wasn't accurate about the case. In other words, I appoint a shaliach to marry a specific woman, okay? And he goes ahead and marries her, okay? Now while he's doing what he did, I go ahead, and me being the person who appointed the shaliach, I go ahead and marry that woman's, let's say, daughter, okay? And we don't know who was mekadesh first. So both of them require a get, and he's usher to both of them. Because again, he's created an usher relationship, but the kedushin's tofes. V'chein ha'isha, now a woman could do the same thing. She usher a shaliach l'katsha, v'halach v'kitsha, v'kitshi atzma l'acher. Let's say, she appoints a shaliach to accept kedushin on her behalf. And while that's taking place, she goes ahead and marries someone else, right? V'ein yadua ezim hem kodem shnehen, nosim la get. And we don't know which one came first. He must give her get. V'im ratzu echad, nosim get v'echa kones. However, what makes it a little bit different is that what you can do is one of the two men can go ahead and divorce her, and the other one can actually go ahead and marry her. So it's a little bit different than the situation if the man does it on his own. Halacha hey. Now the meds v'ramur, and what does this apply? Beruchokin. That's where the two men who are marrying her are not related to each other. That's a rachel here first. Laav, right? But let's say the situation is that the shaliach is mekadesh her to a father, the kitchahi atzma the ben ulach, and she is married to either, let's say, the son of the brother, chiyotzimhen, shnein nosin get, he has to shnein. Then both of them must give her a get, and she is usher to both of them. Halachavav. Now, ha'omer l'shlucho. Okay. He says to the shaliach as follows. He says, tse v'kidesh li isha. Okay. He says to the shaliach, go and marry a woman for me. Umesa shaliach. And unfortunately, the shaliach passes away. V'eni yodea im kidesh lo isha, im lo kidesh. And we don't know if he actually went ahead and married a woman on his behalf or didn't. Okay. Hareze v'cheskas shakidesh. We assume that he actually went ahead and fulfilled the mission he was given. Shecheska shaliach laso shlichuso. Because the chazaka, the assumption by a shaliach is that he'll fulfill his mission. Therefore, ve'ein yodea is a isha kidesh lo. Now, since he doesn't know which woman, he ended up marrying. Hareze aser bechol isha sheyesh la krovo shehen erva ima. Okay, so what happens as a result of that? So basically, it's usur for him to marry any woman who has any relative who might be usur because of erva. Kagon. Isha sheyesh lo bas o eim o achos liyosimhen. So you can never marry a woman who has kids or a mother or a sister. Shem tomar yisa zu, because if you say he should marry this woman, shema ima kidesh lo shlucho. It's possible if he marries woman X that the shaliach married him to her mother. O achos o bita. Right? So what is this guy supposed to do? Right? Umutar beisha she'en la krovos kagon elu. But he's permitted to go ahead and marry a woman who basically has no relatives at all. Or at least no usher relatives. Kagon elu. Haisola krova achos o imchi, o aim, uchiyotzebhen. Right? Vahaisa krova eishas ish bishash asahu shaliach. Okay. So let's say the case is that let's say she has a krova who's a sister. Okay, and or a mother, the other krova is an eishes ish b'shash asahu shaliach was an eishes at the time he made her appointed as a shaliach. Afal pishin is garsha kodem shiyamos a shaliach. Even though, let's say, they end up getting divorced prior to the shaliach dying, harizim mutarba, he permitted to have sexual relations with her. Why? Ve'ein omrim shema kidesh a shaliach as krovasa acha shenis garsha. We don't assume that the shaliach went ahead and was mekadesh the relative after the divorce, because she was not permitted to him during the time he made her shaliach. So it's a very basic assumption. We assume that when a man appoints a shaliach on his behalf to get married on his behalf, right, he would only appoint a shaliach to marry a woman that is permitted to marry. That would be the assumption we would make if there's something vague about the appointment. Okay, lacha zayin. Now, misha hayulo chamisha banim. Let's say someone has five sons. V'asu kulon es aviyam shaliach l'kayish lahem isha. And what do? They appoint their father to be the shaliach on behalf of all five of them, right, to marry a woman, right, for them. V'amar avi abanim l'ish shahayulu chamish banos. Okay, so the father goes all over to his neighbor who happens to have five daughters. Okay, and he says, achas minosech mikudeshes l'acha b'bini. Okay, one of your daughters is now married to one of my sons. Okay, the kibbalah v'kedushin, and the father, meaning the next door neighbor father, who's the father of the five daughters, accepts the kedushin. Kol achas mehen svicha chamisha gitin mikol achin. Okay, each one of the daughters slash new wives require a divorce, a get from the brothers slash their husbands. Hol v'chulon nasnu v'shus la'av l'kadesh lehen. Right, because they gave permission for the father to, so to speak, to marry on their behalf. Now, meis echa mehem, but let's say one of the five sons dies, kol achas mehen sricha arba gitten v'chalitza mecha mehem. Then each of the women must be divorced by the four brothers, and he must do a maisa chalitza to one of them. Halacha ches. Now, av shahaisalo bas katana, o na'arash hibr shuso, ubas bogeris. So what does he have? He has two daughters, okay? One of them is a katana, right? And he's still, she's still in his rishus. And the other one is not. She's older, okay? V'nasna lo ha-bogeres rishus l'kacha. And the bogeres has permission, so to speak, to go ahead and get married. V'kidosh bito stam, right? Le'echad. Ein ha-bogeres b'chlal ad she yifaresh v'yomar biti ha-bogeres she'as osi shaliach. So basically, what's the case? So the case is that he basically marries he says, I'm married to the two daughters, but doesn't specify which one. So we assume that which one did he intend? He intended to marry the older one. Okay? Therefore, what we say his intention was to not marry the Bogeris, meaning since he went to the father, we assume that he's going after the Katana. So since he wasn't specific, and he's speaking to the father, and the Bogeris has permission, so to speak, to marry on her own, so we assume that who did he marry? He married the Katana. So therefore, Levikach, in the Bogeris, Mikudeshes, Vachos, Mikudeshes. That's why we'd say in this case, the Bogeris is not married to him, but the Katana is married to him. Okay, Alacha Tes. Now, Mishieshlo, Shtei Kite Banos, Mishtei Nashim. So a man actually has two pairs, or groupings of daughters, from two different wives. The kulon bershuso, okay, and they're all katanos, okay. The kiddush achas behen, and what did he do? He married one of them off. Uveshas hakiddushin amar lebal kidashti loch as bitei gedolos. So now what happens? So now a guy comes along and wants to marry the daughters, right? But he says, "I want to marry your oldest." Okay, again, he's very good. I want to marry the oldest daughter. Afal pi sheish lomar shema gedolos shebegedolos kiddushli o gedolos shebektanos. O katana shebekdolos, she gdola mina gdola shebektanos. Okay. So recall, if we have a situation of two pairs of daughters, okay, so two and two, and he says, I'm marrying the oldest. Now, theoretically, what does oldest here mean? Does it mean the oldest of the younger ones? Is it the oldest of the kas? Like, which oldest is he talking about? So what do we say? We say no. We say, hare kula mutaros, all the daughters are mutter, So what did he mean when he said gedola? He mean the oldest of the four daughters. Again, two daughters from one marriage, two daughters from the other. V'hilavada mekudeshes. So it's only the oldest one that would end up being married. V'chein im kidesh bito akatana. Let's say he says the same thing. He said, well, for the younger one, he says, I'm married to the youngest. Afa pi sheish lomar shema katana shebektanos, so katana shebekdolos, so gedola shebektanos, she katana mina katana shebekdolos, hare kula mutaras. So you can always speculate that what did he mean by the youngest? It could mean, is it a relativistic youngest, etc.? No. What we say is, we assume he means the youngest of all the daughters, right? So all the daughters are mutter, chutz min ha-ketana shebektanos, except for the youngest one, v'hi levada ha-mikudeshes. Shemashma bito hagadola, because we might say is that when he said the oldest, she'im bivnosav gdola mimena. What he means is whenever he would say something, the oldest daughter, he meant it as an exclusionary idea. It must mean this oldest, the oldest of the oldest, of all the group and no one else. All right, umasha bito ktana she'im bahen ktana mimena. And when he says the youngest daughter, he means the daughter who there's no one younger than her. So even though he was a little bit cryptic, we can decipher exactly, or we can conclude exactly who he's going to be married to. Halacha yud. Now nema na'av lomar albito kodem shetivgor she'im mikudeshes v'osra alakol. So if a father says, and they're switching gears a little bit, the father says, my daughter's married. Okay, and this is before the age where she becomes a bogeris. Okay, but he makes that claim. We say, we assume she's married and therefore she's usher to everyone else. Meaning the father's testimony, so to speak, about his ketana daughter, being married, is considered to be, he is neman, is trusted. However, av she'amar kidashti es biti. Okay, let's say a father says, I married off my daughter. Ve'eni yodea lemi kidashtiya. I'm just not sure who I married her to. Harei zu asura la'olam al kol adam. Unfortunately, this woman would be prohibited to every man in the world. Okay, she's off, what do you call, usher to everybody. Ad she'yomar av nodali she'leploni kidashtiya. Okay, until the father remembers, so to speak, and says, I know who she's married to. This guy, v'tietzricha mimenu get bilvad, and she'd only have to get a get from this guy. V'afapi shenodolo achar shebagra, even if he becomes aware, meaning the father remembers, after she becomes a bogeris. So this is obviously a tragic situation, but ultimately, what it called, due to the father's inability to remember, to remember the actual, who he married her to, who he married her to, yeah, that's why it's a problem. Allah Yud Beis. Now, Amar Av, the father says, Eini Yodea Lemi Kidashtia, okay? Let's say the father says, I'm not sure who I married off my daughter to. Uba Echad V'Amar Anihu Shekidashtia. And a guy comes along and says, hey, that was me. I'm the one who's married to her. Neman Af Lichnos, Venetzar Kedushin Acherim. It's interesting. His claim is accepted. And not only is he believed, but he can go ahead and have sexual relations with her and not worried about doing another act of kiddushin. So if the father forgot who he married her off to, but someone comes along and claims that he knows it's him, we consider that claim to be a valid form of nemanus, and therefore the kiddushin is a good kiddushin. Halach Yud Gimel. Now, bo shnayim. Okay. Two people come along. Ze omer ani kiddushtia. So now they have competing claims of being married to the same woman. Guy one says, I married her. Guy two says, I married her. Shnayan nosten get. So both are required to give a get. Then ratzu echa kosev get, echa kones. But they don't have to. It could be that one divorces her and one stays married to her or marries her. Kansa ve'achar kach ba'acher. Now let's say what ends up happening is that the latter decision, the latter option above is chosen. And he goes ahead and has sexual relations with her. And now someone else comes along, the Amar Anihu Shigirashtiya, right? And someone else comes along after they have Bia and says, one second, I was married to her. Eino Naman. He's not believed. Veino Osra al Baila. Therefore, she's not Usra to her Baal. So it's a question of when the claim takes place. If the claim takes place after sexual relations, there's no Namanus anymore. And that's the end of that. Halachia Dalid. Now, Isha Sha'amra Niskachi Ve'eni Yodas Lami Niskachi. Okay, now we're going to reverse it. A woman says, I'm married to somebody. I just don't remember who I'm married to. Uba Echad, and someone comes along and says, V'amar Anihu Shekideshticha. I'm the one who's married to you. Nem Alitin La Get. V'tiyem Ucharas Echol Adam Chotin Menu. He can go ahead and give her a get. And not only that, she'd be mutter to every man except for this guy. Ava Eno Neman Lichnos. Okay, but unfortunately, we can't trust him to go ahead and consummate the marriage with her. Why? Shema Yitzra Tukvo V'hi Targil Lo Kedei Lahatira. Because basically what's going to happen is that maybe he said this, maybe he said, I was married to her, I am married to her, because he really liked her, right? And then what's going to happen is that she's going to like him and she's going to encourage him to go ahead and say these things in order to make the marriage a permitted marriage. So due to slippery slope, we don't allow this, this condition to, to take place, but he has to divorce her. Halacha, okay. So a man tells a woman, I married to you. Okay, but she says, that's not true. We're not married. Okay, so you have competing claims now between the man and the woman. He says, I married to her. She says, that never happened. Hu asur b'krovoseya, v'imutaras b'krovov. So now, since he thinks he's married to her, so to speak, he's prohibited to go ahead and marry any of her relatives. However, she's mutter to all his relatives. Now, reverse it, kidashtani, okay, let's say he says, I married you, v'hu omer lo kidashtich, okay, excuse me, she says, you're married to me, and he denies and says, no, I didn't marry you. So now he's permitted to her relatives, and she's usher to his relatives. Kidashtich, okay, let's say he says, I married you. Let's say she says, no, you're not married to me, but you did marry my daughter. Who usher b'krovos gedola? Ugedola b'teres b'krovov. Okay, so he is not allowed to go ahead and marry her relatives, okay, of the mother, but the mother will be permitted to go ahead and marry his relatives. Umutar b'krovos habas, the abas b'teres b'krovov. And not only that, he can go ahead and marry the relatives of the daughter, but she is mutter to marry his relatives. Kidashti es bitcha. Let's say he says, I married your daughter. V'yomeres lo kidashta loc. And she says, no, you didn't marry my daughter. You married me. Hu asur b'krovos habas, abas b'teres b'krovov. So he's prohibited to her relative, to the relatives of the daughter, but the daughter is permitted to his relatives. Umutar b'krovos ha'im, right? It's permitted for him to marry the relatives of the mother, va'im asur b'krova, but the mother is usher to his relatives. Okay, let's do one more here. Halacha tezayin, v'chol elu, okay? All these claims of kedushin that have been discussed, sheta'an and hakedushin, b'sheta'an hatoin, okay? They always refer to a situation where the taina is being made, shehayu sham kedushin b'fnei edim. So it takes a little while for Rama to tell this to us, but basically what he's saying is that all the cases he's talking about here are claims of kedushin are ones where there were witnesses, but we can't find those witnesses anymore. They went overseas or they're dead. Okay. Avalim hodu, but let's say they admit shahayu kedushin below edim. Let's say they admit in these competing all these claims, all these cases he brought above. If it ever comes out where they acknowledge that the kedushin was done without witnesses, ain't kon kedushin, kamo shebiyarnu, right? So there's no kedushin that ever is tofes. So all the cases he's been talking about where the kedushin works is assuming there was edim, but right now we can't, there's a confusion. We know there were edim for the kedushin, we just can't locate them. V'chol makom shetomar isha le'ish kidashtani, v'hu omer lo kidashtich, okay? And any situation where a woman says to the guy, you married me, and he denies it, right? We ask of him nicely to write a get to make her permitted to the rest of the people. Shein lo b'zehav said, because he's got nothing, there's nothing really so, so bad here. Vim nasan la get ma'atzbo, right? But let's say he ends up giving her a get on his own. Kofanos oliteng suva. He must also supply the monetary requirements that are found in the ksuba.